Mishneyom is for Friday, the 14th day of Adar Rishon, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Amish is going to talk about expressions that are not valid as far as a neder is concerned, but they will be as far as a shvur, as an oath, is concerned. Says the Mishnah. A person who says to his friend, Korban loy oichal loch. It's as a korban, what I will not eat by you. And that's not a neder, because it's mashma that he is forbidding what he will not eat as a korban, but he's not forbidding what he will eat. Furthermore, it's mashma that this expression is like he's swearing by the korban. It's like by the life of the korban. You can't make a shvur by the life of a korban. Or korban she'oichal loch. He says, it'll be a korban what I will eat by you. Again, it's like he's swearing by the korban. And therefore, that's the case we're talking about. You hate korban, it'll be a korban I'll eat by you. And therefore, again, it's not considered an edit. Loi korban, loi oichaloch. It will not be osir as a korban, which I will not eat by you. Which implies, that what I will not eat by you won't be a korban, it'll be chulin. But what I will eat, well, it doesn't say. Will it be chulin? Ordinary food, it will be like a korban. Now, yes, you could say we imply from his words that it will be a korban, because it's only not a korban what I will not eat by you, but our Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that we do not apply the principle of Michlal Lavatosh Mahen. You cannot infer from the negative, you cannot infer the positive. So we cannot say here that because he said what I won't eat by you is not a korban, you cannot infer that what he will eat is a korban. And for this reason, in all of these expressions used by neder, mutter, he is permitted to eat from his friend. However, if he says to his friend, shavua le'echaloch, he swears that he will not eat by you, shavua she'echaloch, or he swears that I will eat. Now, the Gemara explains, it doesn't just mean he swears that he will eat. It's a case where the friend was pleading with him and said, come and eat. And he kept on saying, no, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat. And then finally he got and said, shavua she'echaloch. Well, when he does that, it implies that it's a shvur. I'll be prohibited by an oath what I will eat by you. That's really what he meant. So the Mishnah says the context in which it's taking place. Lo shvur, lo oichaloch. Or if he says, it will not be violating an oath what I will not eat by you. Again, what's the implication? The implication is that what I do eat with you, from you, will be forbidden to me under oath. Now, all of a sudden, we seem to say that we are implying from the negative the positive. Didn't we say just before, our Mishnah's Rabbi Meir, who says, you cannot infer, Michlal Ava Toshmein, you cannot infer from the negative the positive? Nevertheless, the explanation the Gemara gives here is, yes, this Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, but when it comes to a shvua, when it comes to an oath, even Rabbi Meir agrees, Michlal Ava Toshmein, that from the negative, you can infer the positive. So we can draw a conclusion from those words that he means to make a shvuah, forbidding by oath what he will eat by his friend. And therefore, in all these cases, osur, it is forbidden for him to eat from his friend. These expressions will be valid in a shvuah, in the context of an oath. And he's forbidden to violate his oath. Ze choymer bashvuas mibandaran. This is a strictness, this is a severity about a shvuah, as opposed to for Nedarim. Now, according to the simple Peshat, it seems that he's referring to the expressions in our Mishnah. The problem is, though, the Gemara asks the obvious question. When you say this is more strict than something else, it means that the other thing still has a strictness. But we said before that the expressions that were used for the Nedarim are totally invalid. They're not even Nedar at all. And for that reason, the Gemara says that this statement, Zechomer Bashvus Mandorim, this is something which is Shvur, we see Shvur, a Shvur, an oath is more strict than Neder, doesn't apply here. It actually applies in the previous Mishnah, where we mentioned that if a person says, I forbid like a korban if I sleep or if I speak, we said that he is violating Lo Yachal Devarei, but it's not a korban. It's not a Neder, it will not be a Neder. That's because a nether cannot fall on something that ain't by mamash, has no substance. So anyway, the Gemara explains that that's where we apply a chumrah. We say that it's more chumrah by the neder more than the shvuas. Why? Because when you make a neder on something that there's not an activity, that's not a mamosh, it's not substance, it's only an activity, it's not also min haTorah, but min rabbanon, yes. And therefore we say that if you made a shvuah on something, you say to swear, I'm not going to sleep, that would be min haTorah, applicable as an oath. But if he makes elsewhere as a neder, it'll only be min rabbanon. Says the Mishnah further, v'choymer banadorim mibashvois. But there is something more strict in a neder when you make a vow, more than a shvuah. And what is that? Ketzad. Omar, if he says, koinom sukkah shani osim. I forbid, as any sukkah that I build will be forbidden to me like a korban. Like you cannot hand off from a korban. Or he says, lulav shani notel. Any lulav that I pick up to fulfill the mitzvah, the lulav will be forbidden to me like a korban. Or tefillin shani maniach will be also like a korban. Banadorim, if he expressed it as a neder, also forbidden to him to violate his neder. And even though by doing so he cannot do the mitzvah, and you're not allowed to take away mitzvahs from you, doesn't matter. A neder can be chal. The neder has application because the neder falls on the object, not on the person. It falls on the object. The object now is also like a common theme. A neder will apply to tefillin, to sefer Torah, to anything, because it's applying to the object, and that a person has the power to do. But bashvuos mutter. If he swears, I swear I'm not going to build a sukkah ever. I swear that I'm not going to take a lulav this year or whatever. I swear I'm not going to put on tefillin today. That shvuah cannot be chal. Why? Will not have any application. She'ein nishboi na'avar mitzvahs. You cannot swear that you will do a violation of a mitzvah. Because by doing so, you're violating a shvuah, an oath that you were sworn to keep at Har Sinai. And one shvuah cannot uproot the other shvuah. Every person has a chiyuv to keep to keep Shabbos, for example. You cannot swear that I'm going to be mechal Shabbos. Mishnah, and that is a chumrah of a shvuah, of a neder over a shvuah, where shvuah will not apply. Mishnah Gimel. We're going to give more examples of where a neder has wider application, stricter, than a shvuah, than an oath. Yesh neder v'soch neder. It's possible to make a neder within a neder. That if a person made a neder twice or three times, he be chayv for each vow, for each neder. But v'ein shvuah v'soch shvuah. But you cannot have a shvuah, an oath, falling on another oath. Let's explain, says the Mishnah. Ketzad. Omar, if a person says, Hareini nozir im oicha. I hereby will be a nozir if I will eat this food. And then he repeats it. Hareini nozir im oicha. I will be a nozir if I eat this food. For each time he said it, and then he ate that food, he'll be chayv to keep a separate set of Nazirite days for each time he said it. Now, if you don't specify how long your Nazirite is, by default, it's 30 days. So if you did it twice, you'd have to keep two sets of Naziris for 30 days. However, Shavua Shelo Yochal, if he says, I swear I'm not going to eat this challah or this bread, Shavua Shelo Yochal, I swear I'm not going to eat it. So he made it twice. Well, when he does that, V'achal, and he ate it, he's only chayv for one shavua, for one violation of one shavua. If he did it b'mezid, on purpose, he will only get one set of lashes. If it was b'shogeg, by accident, he'll only have to bring one korban chatas. Why? Because a shavua cannot fall upon another shavua. It cannot apply to another shavua. And basically, he's only warned, he's only forbidden under one oath. Interesting, however, that the Gemara brings that if the person went to a chacham and was released from his oath, from the first oath by the chacham, he found a way in getting out of it. He says, if you would have known this and this, would you do it? And he got out of it. The second shvur would still be chal. The second shvur that he made will have application. So whilst it does not apply, one shvur cannot apply to the other shvur, it does have an impact if he was released from one of the shvurs, the other one will take application.